Reading to you from the Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 48 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, God called me to preach. Well, friends, we don't know whether we got spring. We don't know if we got winter. Anyway, it sure looks nice. Our grass is getting green and the leaves are coming on the trees. Oh, how I love spring. Well, I'll tell you what I want you to do. We'll be with you for 29 minutes. Won't you kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour your glass of iced tea. Let's see what the Lord has for us tonight, okay? I'd like to take my text tonight from the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation and with the 5th verse. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Listen, everybody likes things new. Don't you remember when we were little kids, even though we didn't particularly like school, we always liked the first day. Because we had a new pair of overalls and maybe some new long-handle underwear. Of course, that dates me way back. And pencils and Crayolas. And my, what a wonderful thing. Well, this is what keeps the economy moving when people buy things. They buy cars and they buy homes and on and on. But right now, there's not too many people buying, because we don't have the money and the economy is bad. But, dear friends, listen, I think it's going to get better someday. I really do. So don't be afraid of what you don't have and be thankful for what you do have. See, people get bored with old things and they buy new ones. Even antique collectors buy new old things. Everything we buy finally becomes old. But, dear friends, let me tell you what. God makes things new. We discover that in the first and last books of the Bible. The Bible begins and ends with a newly created paradise. What are some of these new things? Well, first of all, God makes things new when we receive Christ as Savior. Oh, listen, the day I gave my heart to Jesus, even though I didn't understand it, I knew that I was changed. I really knew that I wouldn't drink anymore. Why? Because God delivered me from alcohol. Now, a lot of people, in fact, the matter is, one time, my wife, I was on the other line, and my wife got a call at the end of my broadcast. And this lady wanted to know if she could get me to come down to their church and lay hands on people and deliver them from alcohol. Well, you see, I don't do that. Jesus is the one that delivers men and women from alcohol, not me, not a preacher. You can lay hands on till the cows come home, but it's still God that does these things. And when people start realizing that it's God and that man, things will begin to happen. Now, here is the difference between receiving Christ and getting religion. Religion offers a set of laws to keep, but Christ offers a new life and the power to live it. You know, friends, one of the most horrible things it is for a sinner to try to live the Christian life without Christ. That's why there's so many unhappy people in our churches today. They have a smidgen of Christ. They've heard about him, and they believe, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, the devil believes and trembles too. But you got to do more than believe. You got to receive. Accept him. Say to yourself, I know that I'm a sinner. And again, I've told you many times, my wife never believed that she was a sinner until the Holy Spirit of God convicted her. I couldn't convict her. Only God can convict you that you're a sinner. And he tells us that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, a sinner comes to faith in Christ and old things pass away. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature, old things pass away. Behold, all things become as new. Friends, if you're living in sin and you're living for the devil, you need to come and get changed. Jesus is the only one that can change you. I never thought he could change my life because, first of all, I didn't think God loved me. But God loves all sinners. Now listen, remember, beloved, he doesn't love your sins, but he loves you, a sinner. He died for you. That's why I know. For God so loved the world, that's you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. He loves you tonight. No, he does not love our sins. And if you're living in sin, you need to come to Jesus. Turn your back on the old way of life and receive him. Now, that third, the person's sins are forgiven. He or she has a new record. You are completely new. Now, what he does, beloved, he takes out the heart of stone and gives you a heart of flesh. Do I understand that? No. I don't know how he does it, but I know he does it because he did it in my heart. Things that the person loved before lose their appeal. See, I lived for that drink. I'm so ashamed to say that, but it really was true. I lived for that drink. I would work all day so I can go drink most of the night. As I look back on it, I can't believe that I could have got caught up in that horrible stuff. But I did. But thanks be unto God, he delivered me and gave me a new life. See, receiving Christ brings a new nature, a new hope, and a new heavenly home. Yes, right, then your citizenship is no longer on this earth. It's in heaven. Hey, we're just passing through. We're just sojourners. This is not our home. I hope it's not your home. I hope that you're laying treasures up in heaven and not here on earth. A new believer has a new understanding of spiritual things. Now, the Bible tells us that the natural person does not receive the things of God. Now, that's what I told Reverend Tom Baird that morning. I said, when the Japanese were shooting at us and things were coming, rockets were coming everywhere, I got down on my knees and I was reading in this little Bible, and I said, preacher, I couldn't understand any of it. Well, Cecil, that's because you are a natural man. I wasn't spiritual. I was natural. And you cannot understand spiritual things until you know Jesus. There's no way you can understand this book. Oh, you can read it and you can say this and that. But if you don't have Christ in your heart, you really can't understand this book. New things begin at the new birth. And, you know, when John and Nicodemus had their little set too. Nicodemus had heard from other people about Jesus. So he decided he'd find out for himself, what do these Christians have that makes them so happy? Well, when he went to Jesus, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Nicodemus, except ye be born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Well, it just flabbergasted Nicodemus because he said, you mean me? Being old, can enter the second time in my mother's womb, be born. He said, Nicodemus, are you a ruler of the Jews and you don't understand this? He said, the wind blows and you can't see it, But you do see the evidence of it when you see trees blowing. So it is with the Spirit of God. You can't see the Spirit of God, but you can see the evidence in a changed life. Now, friends, and I'm not saying this to make myself look smart, but here I left home at 3 o'clock in the morning, completely drunk out of my mind, out of control. 3 hours later, I came to my home, and I was a new creature, just like the demoniac. He was, when Jesus met him up there at the grave, you know what Jesus did? He cast out the demon. And the next scene, we see Jesus going back to the ship with his disciples. He turned around, and who was behind them? Yes, the demoniac. And Jesus said, "Where do you think you're going?" "Oh," he said, "Jesus, I want to follow you. And beloved, if you've been born again, you really want to follow Jesus." He said, "No, son, go back and tell your loved ones and friends what I did for you." And beloved, that's exactly what I did when I met Jesus. I went to my two brothers and my sister and my loved ones, and I shared with them. They knew what a no-good drunk I was, and they knew I was a deadbeat and everything else. But now here I'm in my right mind. Oh, friends, I'll never forget that day. So many, many years ago that I preached in our church in Portland, Oregon. My two brothers, their two wives, my brother-in-law, my sister, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, my cousins, my aunts, 129 of those dear people came that day to hear me. And I looked out and I saw my two brothers, tears streaming down their eyes, and my sister. They thought, could that be the little brother that we hated so much, that we were so ashamed of? Yep, that was me. But Jesus made all things new. You see, God will make things new when Christ returns. And beloved, there's so many people that don't believe in the rapture of the church. They think he's going to rapture the Catholic, or he's going to rapture the Protestant or the Muslim. No, 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 no. The only one that's going to be caught up in this rapture are those who have been born into the kingdom of God. Those of us who know Jesus as our personal Savior, and our names are written in the Lamb Book of Life. We're the ones that's going to be raptured. The rest are going to stay here for 7 terrible years. And the Antichrist will raise his ugly head. Oh, friends, listen. The dead in Christ will be resurrected from their graves. Those who died in Christ first will raise. There'll be new bodies like the resurrected Christ. Hey, you know what? We need new bodies. These old bodies are beginning to deteriorate too soon. Listen to this. We leave life as we entered it. No teeth, no hair, and all wrinkled. All living believers will be caught up to be with Christ forever. The fortunate Christian will never, never die. They will be changed to be like Jesus in an instant. This will finally result in Christ's millennial reign, a reign of peace. Oh, I don't understand how a lion could lay down beside a lamb, but that's going to happen. They're going to beat their swords into plowshares. God will make things new when this universe is rebuilt. Unity said, he said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. This last paradise will be better than the first, by far. The beauty of the earth as we know it thrills the soul. Still, there are marks of natural disasters through the ages. My, my, hailstorms, tornadoes, typhoons, earthquakes, you know it. The new Jerusalem will come down out of heaven," and it says in verse 2, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And there's a host of wonderful no mores of the new things to come." Verse 4. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Beloved, have you been made new by receiving Christ? Let me ask you, are you ready for Christ's return? Does the anticipation of these things fill you with joy? Oh, dear friends, it does me, because I know someday he's going to take us back, take us to glory, where we'll be with him forevermore. No more darkness. Oh, friends, there's not going to be any more heartache, no more discouragement. Some of you tonight are discouraged. You've lost your jobs, you've lost your homes, and you have no hope. I say you have hope tonight. If you'll come and put your trust in Christ, receive him, repent of your sins. I'm going to help you pray that sinner's prayer tonight. If you feel it tugging at your heart, I want you to bow your head right now. Please don't pray this if you don't mean it. And here's how the prayer goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, I'm opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that sinner's prayer, call 303-471-8534. 303-471-8534. I won't use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church. Oh, but beloved, I'm concerned where you spend eternity. My phone number, 303-471-8534. I am waiting for your call. That was Donna Hatton. Can't she sing? Pray for her. She's got some real serious health problems. And I met her one time in a doctor's office. And she come right up and she told me what Jesus meant to her. And I never will forget it. And she's a great singer. All righty, let's see what we got now. Oh, my goodness. Before I forget it, I need to give him my mail address. It's Mo Evangelistic Association, and it's 9621 South Burberry, B-U-R-B-E-R-R-Y, Burberry Lane, Highlands Ranch, 80129. Beloved, if you'd like to help us with our prison ministry, sit down writing a check or a money order and send it to this address. And be sure, please, to put on the check prisons or prison ministry, because that's what we'll use it for. And we're getting more and more calls from different places. Oh, listen, the 13th of July, praise the Lord, 13th of July, the quartet and I'll be at the Greeley Christian Church up in Greeley, Colorado. We were there back in 1996, and they had a dinner for us, and there was two or three, four churches come together, and boy, did we have a wonderful time. Well, we're going to go back there July the 13th, so if you're in that area, Rocky Schaefer, you know where it's at. You were there last time. I'm looking forward to seeing all you dear people. So be sure and pray for that date, will you? Well, friends, I need to tell you what happened out at the Jefferson County prison last Sunday with the New Grace Quartet, my wife and I. We held a service for the women, and there was about 8 or 10 there accepted Christ. The next service, we had the men, and there were several of those men gave their heart to Christ. I tell you, friends, it's such a joy to go to that prison. There was sure a lot of tears in the first service with the women. You know, that New Grace Quartet, when they start singing, I tell you, things begin to happen. I don't know how I could be so blessed to have such a wonderful group. They told me last night that we'd been together for 17 years. I didn't know it was that long. But we've had such a wonderful time in the Lord's work. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, Gene and I'll be leaving to go to the West Coast for 3 weeks in the month of June. I've been invited to the interim pastor of a church there in Bellingham. I'm not going to do that. I might be able to go up there and preach a couple messages, but oh, that's where I got my start in radio over 40 years ago in that little town. And there's so many wonderful memories and so many wonderful people that we were privileged to introduce to Christ during the years we were there. And the Mother's Day, the New Grace Quartet and Plus One and my wife and I'll be down at the Only Springs Prison. Please pray for those services And pray that God will give us the strength and the health to do these things. And I know he can do it. Now let's listen to a bunch of men that we met in prison, in a federal prison many years ago. They're all out now. Well, friends, for the past 29 minutes, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Thank you, dear friends, for listening tonight. I pray we said something that would encourage your heart. I want you to pray for our ministry and pray for my knees. We're getting back those knee problems again. Please pray for us. I had to use a wheelchair this last couple of services. I don't mind doing it, but sure would be more comfortable if I could stand up. Well, friends, I want you to be good to your neighbor. Stay sweet. Keep looking up. For this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.